guys, and welcome back to the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast. How's everyone doing out there? Good? Good? Great. Okay, cool. All right, what is up, guys? So, as you know, September was National Suicide Prevention Month, but obviously it's October, so happy spooky month, guys. I love October. It's my favorite. But the message should last more, like, last longer than just September. So this is just my little, like, you know, Suicide Prevention Podcast, but in October, because, you know, it's October 1st, but that's fine. This call is really important to me, clearly, which is why I have a podcast episode for it. But obviously, I know that, like, suicide is bigger than me, and there's only so much I can do for the people around me. So I figured I would make this as, like, a way to reach more people, so that way I feel like I'm doing as much as I can for everyone, rather than just my friends who know that I'm there as a resource if they need anything. But I want to make sure that everyone has reasons to keep going, because your life is precious. But, you know, I'm still me. Today's podcast is still going to be lighthearted and fun. But just want to make sure that the message is clear, that you are loved, valued, and you're not alone. So I'm just going to share some posts and sources that I have read and actually found helpful, because I am a teen. I have been to those presentations put on by my school, and I'm fully aware that some of them are just like, no, I'm not doing that. That is ridiculous. So I did my own research, and I have a cute little list of 100 coping strategies, and I went through and I pulled out some that I thought were really helpful, and then I also incorporated some of my own that were not on the list. One quick little thing about me, my coping mechanism is humor. My high school English teacher called me out on this one day while we were discussing a serious topic, and I started laughing. I will definitely still be laughing, but that's just because I get uncomfortable. So let's dive right into this. This will be interesting. So personally for me, music is a big part of how I cope with things, for better or for worse. This list also said that crying was a good coping mechanism, and I'm like, I am nailing that. I've got the playlist for that. We're good. Like, I can do that. Personally, love Conan Gray. Like, Conan Gray is my recommendation if you want a good song to cry to. But it's also important to know when you are spiraling, and there are times when, like, a sad playlist isn't necessarily gonna help. So take that time to listen to a really fun playlist. So I have multiple different playlists for different moods. I have my sad playlist, which is mainly Conan Gray, and I put that on sometimes if I'm like, yeah, I just need a minute to chill kind of thing, but then I'm fine. And then I have my 2010s party playlist, which is mainly Pitbull and Rihanna, and that one is amazing. So I recommend always listening to songs that, you know, give you nostalgia and make you happy. I like to bring it back to when I was like 11, and it's great. So always have music that will, like, help you cope with the sad times, but then also, like, lift you up, and will make you happy and make you feel better and give you something to, like, jam out to and feel better about. So, next. Cinema major time. Movies! Movies are great. Oh my gosh. When I'm upset, I love watching movies that make me happy. One time, my roommates and I watched 5 Feet Apart, and that was horrible. I hated every second of it. But it is a good movie. If you want to cry, I guess you can watch 5 Feet Apart. Personally, I'm more of a Thor Ragnarok or Speed Racer kind of gal. I'm not going to go watch 5 Feet Apart if I'm upset, because it's really not going to help. But Thor Ragnarok and Speed Racer are two movies that make me laugh and are really funny, because they also give me nostalgia, because I love those. Shows are great too. If Netflix didn't get rid of The Office, I would watch The Office all the time, because it made me happy, it gave me something to distract my mind, and Jim Halpert is really funny. So I recommend media. It's different ways to help you. I guess, like, if you're a nerd or something, you could read too, but I like to pretend I like reading. I think reading is cool. I don't have the attention span for that. I can't focus for that long on words. It's a lot. But one of my friends likes to read. She's got like an 800-page book right now, and I'm like, that's a weapon. Like, what are you doing with that thing? Like, it's huge. Why would you ever want to, why would you pick that up? I mean, it's about dragons, so I guess she's excited about it. But either way, movies, any sort of media is great. But I always recommend funny movies because they just help you make you feel better. Or your favorite movie is great too. All right. This next one is exercise. Exercise is great. Personally, I like lifting and bike riding. As most of us know, exercising releases endorphins that make you feel happy. So go on a little walk, a light run, even though running is stupid. Just a little bit of exercise can help. But it's always important to remember that exercising can become an unhealthy coping mechanism too, if you like obsess over it and go for like a long time with no rest days and no break. So if you are lifting, for example, because that's something that I've been doing recently, if you're lifting a lot, just make sure you take like a rest day. Make sure you like eat enough so that way you have enough proteins and stuff like that so you can, you know, get super shredded. But lifting and bike riding and any sort of exercise is great. People do yoga. I can't do yoga. I'm not flexible. I also get really bored. But I hear yoga is good for you. Another thing you can do is you can play with your pet. Unfortunately for me, my cat hates me, so this does not work for me. She just kind of bites my face if I try to give her a hug. But if you're fortunate enough to have a pet that loves you, like, hang out with them, because I'm jealous, so you should take advantage of that. Another thing that, oh my god, I love this one. Painting, drawing, and sketching. Creating things is a great way to help you feel better. I love making, like, stupid little doodles. It's amazing. I like drawing little ghosts around Halloween time, so all of this month I will be just drawing goofy little, like, sheet ghosts, and I'm so excited. Like, literally you can draw whatever you want. Even if you're bad at drawing, like, no one's really bad at it, just call it abstract art and you'll be fine. I just like, you can just pick up, like, a purple crayon and draw a smiley face. No one's gonna yell at you kind of thing. It's fun. It's random. It's great. I also love painting rocks because I live at Oswego, which is right near Lake Ontario, so there's a ton of rocks, like, right there. You know, you get the point. So I just take rocks and I paint them in the lounge of Cayuga, and then I just kind of hang out. My friends and I like to do it occasionally where I just go to the lake and I pick up like 12 rocks and then we all paint rocks for like an hour and it's great. So, you know, I also like to hide them on campus too. So that way, hopefully people have a better day. Obviously, if they're really good, I keep them because I like them a lot. I have one that looks like Baby Bill Cheese in my dorm and it's adorable. But like I made an avocado rock the other day and I just kind of like threw it outside my dorm hall and it's gone now. But that's okay because I'm hoping it made someone feel a little better. Oh my god. Okay, this one is my favorite. It's driving. I love driving, guys. Driving is so cool. I went home last weekend and I was able to drive and I was like, Mom, do you need me to go to the store? Do you need me to go pick something up? Did you forget anything? I was tempted to take a run to the store, forget like the main item and be like, oh, guess I gotta spin back and go get it. I just love driving. Driving is so great. And then I also add music to it too. So like I personally love driving and listening to Van Halen because I feel like I'm the coolest person alive and I'm going like 60 and 30, but I'm not actually speeding. I'm literally going like 28 miles per hour. It's more of just the feeling that I'm speeding. So I'm drive safe, guys. Driving safe is also important. But if you can like trick yourself into thinking you're speeding while also being attentive to the road and listening, hi Mom, how's it going? Thanks for listening to the podcast. Yes, we're driving safe. So just make sure that, you know, you're driving safe, seatbelts on, pay attention to the road, blinkers, headlights, all the fun stuff. But it's still a great way to, you know, have fun. Driving's awesome. So I recommend that. I also have a driving playlist, so that's cool too. This one, looking at photos or videos that make you smile. I have a whole wall of people that I love in my dorm right now, and I look at it like several times a day like far too often. Cause I'm just like, man, I miss you people. So I look at it all the time because I love them so much. And I'm like, you guys make me so happy. You know, they're just smiling. They're chilling on my wall. So I recommend looking at photos or videos, scrolling through, you know, your Snapchat memories or whatever, whatever helps you. I also like to do this thing called living in a memory. I made that name up. It's probably a really bad name, but we're going to work with it. I like to do this thing called living in a memory. And basically, it's where if I am, like, really upset and I can feel myself spiraling, I will think of, like, a happy moment in my life. And I will walk myself through, like, that day or that experience. And I'll just try to relive the moment to the best I can. And it makes me smile and it makes me feel better. And I recommend this because you can, like, do it anywhere. Like, if you're just chilling in math and you can feel yourself getting upset because you had, like, a really bad day, you're not going to, like, take out some rocks and start painting avocados on them. Like, you're just kind of stuck physically. But mentally, you can be anywhere you want to be. So why not be somewhere that makes you happy or with someone that makes you happy, like in your head? It's great. It's kind of, it sounds crazy. I'm not crazy, I swear. But like if you're really upset and you're just like, you know, I wish I was at Disney. Like you can go to Disney in your brain and still be in math class. Like that's okay. So yeah, I recommend that one. That one's fun. This one, I literally did this one this morning. Okay. Weighted blankets are so cool. They're kind of expensive, which is kind of stupid, but they're cool. So I recommend it as like a nice birthday gift or something. But weighted blankets are awesome and they feel so nice. They like help lower anxiety and stress. And like, they're just so nice, guys. It feels like a big hug and it's amazing. They're also so warm. I love them. I love this one so much. This one says gardening. I hate gardening. I think gardening is stupid. I have a plant in my room and I almost killed it because I forgot it existed. But I have a friend who really likes gardening. She's actually really good at it. When she was moving into her dorm this year, she was like, Emily, look at the dorm stuff I got. Like, let me see your stuff. And I was showing her like the dumb pillows, blankets, and photos I have. And she's like, I got a ton of plants. I'm like, why would you do that? Plants are stupid. But I guess if you like gardening, I guess it can help because, I don't know, it does something. Personally, I just kill my plants, so I can't do this. But if you like gardening, go plant a flower or something. I don't know. If you like gardening, go do something with the dirt. But this next one is cleaning. Cleaning is also annoying and stupid, but it's important. So it's really simple. I like cleaning my desk because it's easiest and it's like the most cluttered thing in my dorm because I kind of just throw things on it. But it is annoying, but it's a great way to kind of like slow down and get your mind off things. And chances are if you are feeling kind of depressed, your room has a certain look to it. You know what I mean? So just take a minute, clean your room, and then you'll feel better because you're accomplishing tasks that make you feel better, and then you'll be taking your mind off of what's upsetting you because you're not thinking about what's really upsetting you. You're thinking about the fact that you have all this random papers on your desk that you don't know where they came from, and you just found your math homework that you forgot to do. So, you know, cleaning is cool, I guess. This one, oh my god, I love this one. I like most of these. Some of them are, you know, like gardening, but you know, dancing is so cool. I love dancing. Personally, I'm like constantly dancing. It's a problem. While I was writing my ideas for this podcast, I was chilling in Dunkin' Donuts and I was listening to my playlist and I started dancing, like swaying side to side in my chair, and it was really awkward because some lady looked at me like I was crazy. But that's fine. I'm not thinking about it all the time, how she was kind of staring at me like I was, you know, insane. But that's fine. I don't know. Sometimes I just kind of, like, shuffle. It's weird. It just kind of happens. I can't dance, by the way. Like, I cannot dance. I'm really bad at it. I kind of just flail my arms in the air. But it's still fun. I did ballet when I was, like, 5. So that's really the only dance experience I've got. So, you know, I don't really think that counts, though. But you can also sing. Singing is really cool, too. I personally don't think that I can sing. It sounds like a dying cat, but that's okay. Singing and dancing is great. I recently found the song Dancing Through Life from Wicked, and it's such a good song. It's got a nice, cool, like, percussion part in, like, I don't know, like 3 minutes into the song, and it's really fun. But, you know, that's okay. Dancing is fun. Singing is cool. Also, like, when I introduced myself in the first episode, I was like, yeah, I'm a band kid and a track kid. But I didn't mention that I may or may not have been told that I'm a theater kid several times. But since this is the second musical I've mentioned, and I didn't even mention the fact that Dear Evan Hansen was the reason why I wanted to make this, so that's three. I guess it's about time to tell you that I also like theater, so sorry in advance. But moving on, baking. Baking is super cool. I love baking. But I also do this thing where if it doesn't turn out perfectly and I'm not a master chef after watching like a 3 minute YouTube video, then I get really upset. So if you're baking and you're already upset, I recommend making like chocolate chip cookies or brownies because they're super simple and they're kind of hard to mess up. Don't do what I do where you try to make like the fanciest freaking cake you can find or like really fancy sugar cookies with all sorts of different colors and frosting and like toppings, because they always don't turn out the way they're supposed to. But cookies and brownies are pretty simple and they taste great, so I recommend that. Oh my god, guys, this is such a great piece of advice. You should listen to a podcast. I'm sorry, that was really stupid because, you know, this is a podcast. But it's true. Podcasts are great. I listen to podcasts all the time. I like podcasts that the YouTubers I watch put on because I watch a lot of comedy on YouTube. So they have comedy podcasts and they're pretty funny. I usually put them on when I'm like cleaning or when I'm running because it gets my mind off of how stupid this is. But mainly when I'm cleaning because it's like, listening to funny conversations over a podcast helps me feel less isolated. So if I am feeling alone, it's like the ability to just, you know, click a button and then suddenly be with like four people just chilling, having conversations and laughing with them. It's, you know, it's fun. So podcasts are great. Also, most importantly, like first off, there was obviously, I didn't list all 100 coping mechanisms. There were a lot. I figured it would be better to list the ones that I found most helpful than rattle off 100 random ones that I haven't even tried or I don't agree with kind of thing. But you know, whatever works for you is most important. But I feel like this one's pretty universal and it's the most important in my eyes is talking to someone, a friend. If you're in college, you can talk to a roommate or a sibling. Like, talking can really help you feel better, and if you feel like you don't have someone to talk to, like, there are hotlines and resources and people you can reach out to. You could reach out to people in your school. Personally, the people that that I had in my school were not great. Like, they really didn't help you. So I was talking about those presentations they would send us to. You would go to they were called the guidance counselor, and you'd go there, and they'd be like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, I'm good. And they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, I don't want to be here anymore. Can I go back to my study hall kind of thing? So, like, I recommend talking to your friends or your roommate because they are actually going to help you and they do care about you and they will listen. I'm not saying that your guidance counselor or your whoever you talk to at school doesn't, but, you know, it's different because they're from school. That's kind of icky. But you know, if it works for you, it works for you. Great. I know personally I had an issue with that. So I was like, I'll stay away from that. But I know people who have like therapists and they have a good relationship with them. Yeah. But even if you don't have that, friends, roommates, siblings are great. And then those online hotlines or resources you can call. I'll be real with you guys. I have difficulty reaching out to people because I am too stubborn for my own good. I took the, you know, I'm a strong, independent woman phrase, like, too far, so now I'm like, no, I don't need help, I'm chilling. But, yeah, reaching out to people is great, even if they don't always have advice for you, that's okay, because they also, you know, if they give you the wrong advice, they could feel liable for that if something bad happens, or if you feel worse or you get angry with them. So they might not always have advice, but they're always there to listen. I like, for anyone who has ever been asked, like, for help kind of thing, like, so your friend went to you and you were like, "Ooh, I don't know what to do." I always start with, do you want to tell me something, or do you want a distraction? Because clearly I can talk about random stuff too. Like, I will randomly tell you something I did because I'm naturally awkward and I do dumb things several times a day. So I will tell you about them no matter how embarrassing it is, if it will help you. Or, like, if you ask for advice and I give you advice, I'll probably end it with, "Yeah, like, I don't really know what I'm doing though, so I hope that helped or at least made sense," kind of thing. Because sometimes things make sense in my head and then they don't. And the person that I'm talking to usually goes like, yeah, that was great. And I'm like, you're lying. That's okay though. But yeah, those were some of the coping mechanisms that I found and I thought were helpful. But you know, there's more. Like, if your coping mechanism wasn't listed on this, as long as it's like a healthy coping mechanism, then you're fine. If you like gardening, I guess that's okay. You know, like, it's fine. As long as they help you make you feel better, then that's great. And that's all that I want. But now I'm going to give you a little thing that I always say to that I tell my friends when they're upset and when they're struggling. So these are like some affirmations. And then the last thing is like something that I like to think to myself if I'm getting upset. So I just want you to remember that you are an amazing person and you will accomplish great things. You're an amazing person. Like, I don't know what happened in my voice where I was like, you know, let's start again. Okay. Let's do this. We're going to be serious. Okay. You're an amazing person and you will accomplish great things and you're not alone and you are gorgeous. You are handsome and you have a great smile. You are cared for and you are loved. You are talented and you're intelligent. You're brave and you're bold and things will get better and you will be okay. Like, you're amazing. So just keep going. You're doing great things. And always remember that, like, tomorrow's a new day. Like, you could meet the love of your life tomorrow. You could get the job or internship that you dream of tomorrow. You could win a lottery ticket tomorrow. You could win a ton of money tomorrow. But you can get everything you ever dreamed of tomorrow. But you will never know unless you give yourself the chance to see it. So always live for tomorrow. Well, look forward to tomorrow. Live for today is something I like to say. But yeah. We're at the end of the podcast, so let's hit them with the random holiday, today's national holiday, and the random fact. So, first off, it's National Coffee Day, which is awesome. When I told you that I was writing this in Dunkin' Donuts, and they got, like, a free coffee for the members, so I stole the free coffee, and I was like, let's go. I say stole because my mom and I share an account, so I accidentally took it from her by accident. Sorry. But, you know, coffee day is great. So go get some coffee if you like coffee. If not, you know, do whatever you want. I'm like, you know, it's fine. Also, it's spooky month. Happy October, guys. October's amazing. I've got some fun things lined up for Halloween because Halloween is my favorite holiday. It's the least problematic of all the holidays because relatives can't get mad about hosting it because there's really no fancy meal or something. Like, it's just costumes and candy and fun. So I love Halloween. This is going to be great. And then today's random fact. I really like this one. I was really surprised when I read this. Is that the ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine for good health. Which is why we say, raise a toast. Yeah, that's pretty random. But, you know, make a toast at dinner tonight. And then just be like, I hope you'll have a, like, I don't know, here's to having a great day. And then just be like, the ancient Romans dropped a piece of toast into their wine for good health. And like, just tell them that random thing. So yeah, there you go. I hope you have a great day and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And I hoped that it helped you if you needed it. Yeah, have an amazing day. Thank you so much. Bye.